7:15:95. Days until seven, I wished I'd died and gone to heaven. Magnifying the Lord that day, God's sovereignty was coming my way. Four wheels set from above. All the better to show God's love and power over the evil one, and to glorify God's own Son. The Jeep decided to cross the road to beat the oncoming traffic load. My bike and I were in the lead. But to my presence he paid little heed. Two wheels made the attempt at stopping short of getting fent. Failing that, I head for the front of the wagon rig that bore no grunt. A quick and agile move to the right gave a chance of safe clearance in sight. Alas, no. Front wheel met bumper, giving this biker quite a thumper. On the ground I lay not alone, but surrounded by God's very own, angelic hosts of warring might, which demons flee at that awesome sight. Sound of sirens marked the arrival of police and EMTs. Their tools of survival brought to my side for their assistance. Don't cut my jacket. They disregarded my insistence. Hoisted up on the medic's tram, I was carried into the emergency van. Two medtechs prepared for the racing ride. I was strapped in, with them at my side. My spirit sensed God's presence near, his spirit put my faith in gear. With eyes closed and right hand raised unto heaven, God's glory praised. This day is blessed, I prayed aloud, then resigned myself to the medical crowd. I lowered my arm and went to sleep, praying the Lord, my soul to keep. The first stop was at Over Lake, various x-ray pictures there to take, determining the injury's full extent to my left leg, from hip to toe it went. A pelvic fracture fixed they could not do, so I was sent to the experts at Harbor View. My good and faithful wife waited in the lobby of the emergency room for her injured hubby. With screws, steel plates and titanium pins, my lower leg and knee were repaired therein. 6 days later during surgery number 3, they performed the rest of the repairs above the knee. In addition to all the broken bone, many nerves were severed, reducing muscle tone, thus affecting the quality of walking stride, not to mention my ability to ride. Certain areas of my skin were also affected, the neurosignals from input being rejected, and no longer transmitted to the brain. Feelings such as hot, cold, pleasure, or pain. Then there's the issue of my body's regeneration and healing by means of muscle calcification. For this strange tissue turned to bone, surgery number 4 was supposed to atone. But now, a word from the great physician. He is the Son of God, not some two-bit magician. He created heaven above and earth below, his kingdom and body continue to grow. Now, hear what the Lord God has to say, his glory and power revealed this way. I will remove the screws, metal rods and plates. I will mend the bones and do whatever it takes to make your body as good as new, an even better job than performed at Harbor View. I will heal the damaged nerves in a flash, and replace the muscle removed by the slash of the scalpel used in surgery for, the calcified tissue will appear no more. I will erase the scars for a living testimony of God's love for my medical community. By this means I will reveal the Son of God, as a witness for those that walk earth's side. And not to mention moving loads of cash, into my servant's private stash, from the offending party's insurance loot, just another way to show God's Son, absolute. Oh, and just in case you think I'm gonna wait to perform this miracle on the resurrection date, you can rest assured that I'm in the mood now to fully heal this biker dude. And one more thing I have to say. Before my Father, this I pray. A promise I here and now sustain. My servant shall ride and never be hit again. Amen.
Thank you. Oh.